Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. I'm your host, Ravi Lula. George, we've got a few minutes before we talk to Matt Lothrop here of KETV. You said you had some more Nebraska Sports Person of the Year.
Yeah, I got one person that's getting a whole lot of love on our on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Who's that?
That's funny. John Cook.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Al and Justin and Jeff all got John Cook up here.
John Cook's a good nominee. Obviously, head volleyball coach at Nebraska. They're, you know, if they win a national championship, it'll be hard to argue with him.
Yeah, oh, real hard. Right?
You know, I mean, also assuming Bud Crawford wins on Saturday, it'll be hard to argue with him.
Yep.
I mean, I think those are my leaders in the clubhouse so far. John Cook and Bud Crawford.
Yeah, Barb's got Betts up here.
Oh, Xavier Betts?
Yep.
Okay.
Shout out to Rex. Rex said, Matt Berzal, best analysis, pizza, and beer.
I appreciate that. I don't know what what Verz's athletic achievement was this year.
Yo, he lost a lot of weight.
He did.
That's athletic.
He did lose a lot of weight.
That's got some
he looks good. Verz is looking lean and mean these days, which you know, I appreciate. But yeah, I don't know if Verz qualifies.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Exactly. As that's not specifically what I had in mind.
No, but you have a topic that you wanted to bring up somebody.
Yeah, no. Quick. So this isn't for Sports Person of the Year. This is just me taking a victory lap because I'm a jerk. Mm-hmm. Listen. I know Nebraska basketball fans probably are going to get like PTSD when they hear this name, but I just need to take a little victory lap on Marcus Zagorowski here.
Oh.
Because I've been telling you people, and I don't mean like you people, I just mean like you people, all of you people, that Marcus Zagorowski has been a dude basically since the day he signed at Creighton. Okay, I told you before last year, people were like, oh, who's going to start a point guard? I was like, Marcus Zagorowski is going to start point guard. We're good there. All right, he had a good freshman season, obviously broke the hand, still led the Big East in three-point shooting. And then this year is just taking his game to a whole new level. I said before the season that I thought he was going to be all Big East. I said he's all Big East good.
Mm.
And that sometime before the end of his career, I thought he was going to win Big East Player of the Year. And people were like, whoa, he's good. He's not that good, Robbie. Well, he is that good. You're seeing he's that good. He's dropped 30 in two of his last three games, efficiently, by the way. Jay Billis, who most people think knows his basketball, called him one of the best guards in the country and compared him to Fred VanVleet. Now, I think that's an insult to Marcus Zagorowski.
Mm.
And that's because Fred VanVleet, while he's turned into a very good player in the pros, and he had a nice career at Wichita State, listen, Fred VanVleet never averaged 14 points a game. His high was 13.6 as a junior, and then he dropped down below that as a senior.
Mm-hmm.
He was only 6 feet tall. He shot 42% from the field and 38% from three. Averaged 5.5 assists, 2 steals, and 3.4 rebounds per game, basically for his career. Okay, the guy that Marcus Zagorowski reminds me of is Jalen Brunson, who
I like that pick.
May remember
I like that pick
as the National Player of the Year and leader of Villanova's most recent national championship. Now, he is 6'2", same size as Zagorowski, as a junior, so the year where he won National Player of the Year. Now, part of that's because of the class he was in, right, and because Villanova was so good. So I'm not saying Zagorowski's going to win National Player of the Year. I do think he will win a Big East Player of the Year. Jalen Brunson, his best year as a junior at Villanova, 19 points per game, 51% from field goal, 41% from three, 4.5 assists, 3 rebounds. Marcus Zagorowski right now for Creighton. Tell me if these numbers sound familiar. 19 points per game, 51% field goal, 39.5 from three, 4.5 assists, 3.6 rebounds. Whose numbers do those sound like?
Ooh.
Those are almost the exact numbers. If he makes like one more three, they are basically the exact numbers that Jalen Brunson had during his national championship National Player of the Year season at Villanova. Calling Marcus Zagorowski Fred VanVleet, while I understand you think it's a compliment, it's a compliment if you're comparing him to NBA Fred VanVleet. If you're comparing him to college Fred VanVleet, it's a slap in the face. Marcus Zagorowski is better than Fred VanVleet was in college.
Mm.
Okay? Not only that, he is all Big East good, like I said. He is potential Big East player of the year good, like I said. So that's my victory lap. The dude is a baller. He's Creighton's best player. He's Creighton's most important player. And if he sticks around for 3 or 4 years, he might be having that same National Player of the Year conversation that Jalen Brunson had.
He might be up for Nebraska Sports Person of 2020.
I would say if this year, if he's able to lead Creighton to a Sweet 16 where they've never been before, which this year or next year are probably their best shots, in my opinion, in terms of roster construction, then yeah, he's in that conversation for Sports Person of the Year in 2020. That's my dude. I had to take a victory lap because everyone's like, oh, yeah, Marcus Zagorowski's good. I was like, no, you don't understand. Marcus Zagorowski is Big East Player of the Year good, and we're seeing that right now.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
All right, so I had to get off my Had to give my guy Zagorowski some love. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. On the other side, we're going to get to Matt Lothrop of KETV about all things local sports. You're listening to The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.